Yesterday was the 147th anniversary of the Battle of Antietam in Maryland. More than 23,000 Union and Confederate soldiers were killed or injured in 12 hours of fighting, the bloodiest day in U.S. military history. Yesterday morning at Saratoga National Cemetery in New York, a soldier who died at Antietam was finally laid to rest. His remains were found last summer by a hiker. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio has the story.
Just after 10 o'clock, wave after wave of Patriot riders rumble into the cemetery on their Harleys, past long columns of white stones. This volunteer honor guard accompanied the soldiers' remains from Maryland.
Present arms!
A squad of Civil War reenactors dressed in Union blue lifts the soldier's flag-draped coffin from the hearse, easing it into the horse-drawn carriage. Jim Hunt from Clifton Park, New York, wears the coat and cap of a Union captain.
To be able to identify him as a New Yorker and at least bring him back to New York State soil is great an honor and something that I will remember for the rest of my life and cherish for the rest of my life as well.
Under a heavy gray sky, the cortege moves off through the cemetery. A crowd of some 200 people is gathered. The carriage is flanked by National Guardsmen and by veterans from the VFW. The remains of this soldier were found last summer in a part of Antietam known as the Cornfield. Mike Akey is head of the New York State Military Museum.
Well, what we do know, he was between 17 and 19 years old.
Akey says 300 New Yorkers are still missing in action from that single battle. This young man was identified as a New York volunteer by the design of his buttons.
Well, some of the buttons have been replaced, which would suggest to us that he is a veteran campaigner at the ripe age of 17, 18, or 19.
Akey says Antietam was a horrific battle. It was war at its most intimate and savage. One in four men who fought that day was killed or injured or taken prisoner. General Joseph Toludo, head of New York's National Guard, says this long-delayed funeral feels especially resonant when America is once again sending soldiers to war.
We all know, just as human beings, we have a sense of comfort when someone comes home to a final resting place. And certainly this soldier's family is well past, but it still is a great sense of comfort for military family members.
Almighty God, you have brought the son of our state, our brother, home to his final resting place. We commit his body to this place, where it may find rest and peace.
This is the first unknown soldier to be buried at Saratoga. After Chaplain Eric Olson finishes his prayer, the crowd passes by, one by one, touching the simple pinewood coffin. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.